Hello and welcome to the 20 Minutes of Filler podcast. I'm your host, Jason Katarski, and I'm coming to you live from my soccer mom van away from home from Origins 2016 in Columbus, Ohio. I just got back from an awesome but exhausting weekend, and I wanted to share just a few thoughts about my weekend while they're fresh and hear from a few friends that I was able to chat with while I was down in Ohio at the game fair. So I was there representing my company, Green Couch Games, and I was in a booth, in the exhibit hall with Foam Rain Games, who is a retailer that travels around to conventions and does something like 25 to 30 shows a year, all kinds of stuff from board game shows to comic shows to anime shows, and they support small publishers at some of these different events. So I was able to share their space with them and sell Green Couch Games titles. It was really cool to be able to meet with folks who came by and were excited that have played some of my games, or wanted to talk about how they loved what they were seeing. They were really enjoying Best Treehouse Ever was one that was on a lot of people's mind because that game has really seemed to connected with people. And it was a really fun experience. Some of my highlights were just getting to connect with some game designers, and really this was a different kind of convention for me. I didn't get to, not different kind, but different from the past, because as my company's growing and I'm doing a lot more business at these conventions than just getting to play, because I see people that I am working with that I don't get to see a lot, so we catch up on some of that stuff. I'm evaluating prototypes. I actually can't remember playing one full published game, besides Green Couch Games, of course, demoing those for people, at the convention. So I was checking out some prototypes. I was kind of shoring up some business stuff with some designers, kind of that you'll be hearing about in the future from Green Couch Games. Some exciting stuff on the horizon for the rest of 2016 and then also into 2017. Lots of good stuff there, but one of the things I did that was cool, I got to get away from the booth a little bit, thanks to designer Matt Wolf, the designer of Avalanche and Yeti Mountain, came by and covered for me for an hour or so a day at the booth so I could go have lunch and wander around aimlessly. And my friend Sean Eicher, who came down from Flint, also covered my booth for me, as well as the other people who would, you know, let me take a break here and there. So I just want to thank all those folks. Jason Slingerland and Rob Couch let me sleep on their floor for a couple nights after my buddy Sean went back to Flint. So I just have lots of people to say thank you to. And what I want to do is I want to share a little bit about the cool things that I saw around the convention hall before hearing from some of the different voices I was able to get some thoughts from at the show. So I bought a few games. I didn't go crazy this year because I'm getting better at identifying what I want, what I know I'm going to play, and so I don't come home with armfuls and armfuls of games. So the first game that I bought was a game that caught my attention from Stronghold Games. It's number 2 in their Pocket Line series of games, which will absolutely not fit in your pocket unless you have giant cargo pants, or maybe it's the pocket of your messenger bag. That pocket might carry this game. But it's the first one was Diamonds in this Pocket Line. The second one is called Bear Valley, and it's by designer Carl Chudik. And Carl Chudik is known for Glory to Rome and Innovation and Red 7, some really cool games. And this one is a little different. It has really cool artwork, very realistic-looking bear portrait stuff by Bill Bricker, who did some of the Tiny Epic series art. And this game seems to be a tile-laying game, but it's card-laying game where you're putting together paths and trying to avoid getting eaten by bears. So it doesn't look like it has the same kind of combo stuff that's happening in Carl Chudik's kind of more meaty games like Innovation and Glory to Rome, but it looked like a really clever game just from a distance. I was just captured by the theme and by the art and by knowing that designer and Stronghold Games doesn't really put out junk. So I grabbed that to give that a try when I get home. Another game that I grabbed that really what I was excited about was Karuba. I talked about this previously. And this is one of the Spiel des Jahres nominees, along with Codenames and Imhotep. These are the other; those are the three Spiel des Jahres nominees this year for German Game of the Year. And I loved Karuba, so I was able to go to the Haba booth and pick up a copy of that. It was kind of weird because they had all their kids' games out in the open, and they had some demos running of Karuba, but you had to ask for Karuba because they were, like, hidden under their table, and it was a very strange thing. I felt like I was getting directions to some secret party or something. Another one that I picked up was Emotep. Cosmos was there. Cosmos is the publisher of Emotep, a German publisher that's just now starting to distribute their own games in the U.S., and the other Spiel des Jahres nominee is by Phil Walker Harding, and he is the designer of a couple different games, Sushi Go being one of them, and this is like kind of a family Euro with kind of shipping mechanics, and everybody was going nuts for it. Actually, I heard very mixed reviews. I heard some people saying, oh, I loved it, and other people saying, ah, oh, just another dry, boring Euro, but the components were neat. It had cool boat tokens. It had cool big blocky shipping tokens. And it looks like it's a cool game, like a 45-minute experience, 2 to 4 players. And I always love trying the German Game of the Year nominations each year. So hopefully I'll be able to come back and share the good news about that one. I also was able to pick up a couple games from Cool Stuff Inc. They had some Essen releases from last year that they had heavily discounted, so I picked up a couple, one called The Taste of Poland that was getting some cool reviews from some of my friends, and then another one called Sigil, which was kind of a cool tile-looking card-laying game where you make a really neat formation of cards on the table, and I'm not really sure what you do with them, but I was really impressed by the art and the price, because it was heavily discounted, because you find that kind of thing at conventions from time to time. And then another one for my kids I got was Om Nom Nom, another Essen release from a year or two ago that looked like a cool little game about animals eating flies and some bluffing in there. So I think my kids will have fun with that. And the other one I picked up for my kids, which I'm looking forward to because I'm a big fan of the storybook series from Purple Brain Games and Yellow Games, and that was The Little Red Riding Hood, one of the newer games that they put out in the cool storybook. It has a magnetic box that has a cool little family cooperative game in it, and it also has the tale, like their version, their retelling of the fairy tale Little Red Riding Hood. They did Hare and the Tortoise, which was my game of the year last year, and they did Baba Yaga, and they did Three Little Pigs. They've done a few others that I haven't played yet, but this was one I picked up because my youngest kid loves Little Red Riding Hood. She loves acting out fairy tales and stuff, so I thought we'd have some fun with that one. So while I was not...
In 2 miles, whoa, take exit 14 on the left onto US 23 North toward Ann Arbor.
All right, I'm almost home here. So after I picked up some games and kind of wandered the hall a little bit, when I was done working the hall and hanging out with Green Couch supporters and demoing games and playing prototypes, one of the highlights for me was getting to eat some fantastic food with friends in Columbus. I got to go to some places I haven't gotten to go to in Columbus before. I got to go to Melt, which is an amazing grilled cheese place. I took my wife to the one in Cleveland on one of our baby moons before she gave birth to our second child. It was a life-changing experience, and I was so excited to run into one in the Columbus area. We went to Dirty Frank's, an amazing hot dog place with a great ambiance, with cool artwork, with pictures of heavy metal bands and punk bands and just weird, awesome art everywhere, and about 40 different hot dog selections on their menu. That was awesome. I went to Jenny's Ice Cream one too many times, and I do recommend the sweet cream and peaches with biscuits. Oh, man, awesome food. It's kind of how you treat yourself after you stand on concrete for 8 hours a day. I had a really good Origins. We sold some games. I sold out of the copies of Best Treehouse Ever that I had. The funny thing about that is that game is sold out at distribution, and I managed to save about 80 copies. So I took 25 of them or 30 of them to Origins.
Take exit 14 on the left onto US 23 North toward Ann Arbor.
What would I do without you, Siri? I sold out of the copies that I took, and I saved for Gen Con, because I'm going to be at Gen Con with my own booth. That's my next big con, and I want to make sure to have some of that game there for people who are excited about it. But otherwise, it is sold out. If you find it in the store, snatch it up. We're going to hopefully get a new print run going as soon as possible, because there's a demand for this game, and people are really connecting with it. We sold Jurassic Attack. We sold Avalanche at Yeti Mountain. We sold some copies of Fidelitas. It was a really good convention. I got to connect with Philip DeBerry, who I designed Fidelitas with, and we are working on a new game that's kind of a secret that is hopefully going to see the light of day sometime in the future. I got to work on a game that I'm working on with Rob Couch from the Building the Game podcast, and had a lot of fun with that, and got to hang out with Adam McIver, guy's done a bunch of our art, and talk about a game that he's been working on. So lots of good stuff happening at Origins. It is a cool convention. There is lots of exhibitors. It's got a decent-sized exhibit hall, and the normal room that the exhibit hall is in has kind of started to explode into the big gaming hall next door, where some of the exhibitors have moved into the bigger hall, and now this thing is just growing, because the game industry is growing. People are getting into tabletop gaming, and it is just a thing for everybody, and it's really taking off. So even Origins is feeling that, is experiencing that growth. Gen Con is expanding their exhibit hall this year. Origins has been not quite as big as Gen Con by about like 1/5 or something, but it's getting bigger, and it is one of my favorite cons, because you are busy and there's cool stuff to see, but you can still hang out and play games and not feel like it's just a mass of humanity trying to fight over the latest thing. So that is my quick report, probably not so quick report, about Origins 2016.
Continue on to US 23 North.
My quick report about Origins 2016. Let's hear what some of my other friends had to say about their Origins experience. Hey, I'm here with Ben Pinchback.
What's going on, Jason?
Oh, I'm just loving Origins. How are you with everything here?
It's been a great weekend. This is by far the best Origins we've been to. It's our fifth year. The vendor hall has expanded into Hall D that used to be just open play. It's almost like a double vendor hall now. Origins is rocking. If you haven't been here, get to Origins.
Awesome. Any highlights of games you played?
Yeah, you know, on the heavy front, we played a little Mombasa. I know that's not as interesting to the little 20 minutes of filler crowd, so I won't talk about that.
It's too interesting. That's
it's
what it
too
is.
Interesting. Too interesting. Let me tell you about a little filler that my friend Matt Wolf showed me last night. Yeah. Takes about 7 minutes to play around. Super clever. I think the 20 minutes of filler crowd would like it. It is Cliffhanger. It's this little game where you're goats making Goat Island, and kind of like little devils, you got to collect little symbols on cards by taking tricks, but you can only take so many, because if you exceed the amount allowed on Goat Island, you lose, and it's really clever. Everyone should try it out.
Awesome. Thanks. What's coming up next for Ridback Games?
Let's see. We got some stuff going on. Goonies is going to be coming out soon. We got Sleepy Hollow under development. We got, you know, Wasteland Express delivery service, and then we have this little game with Green Couch Games coming later this year, a filler classic. It's called Ladder 29. So what it is, it's going to be a ladder game, kind of a shedding game, and we have our own little twist on it with some hot spots and some cool stuff going on. Really excited to work with Jason on this one.
I'm really excited to work with Matt and Ben on this one, so it works out. Awesome. Yeah. Have a great trip home, and we'll catch you later.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, I'm here with Mark Spector, who you might know from Grand Con, a great convention in Grand Rapids. He runs the Grand Gaming Academy, which is a wonderful group that demos games for indie publishers at conventions like Origins and Gen Con. So how did that go for you? How did the demo experience at Origins go for your team this year?
It was fantastic, like it always does. A little slow on Thursday and Friday, picked up in the evening on Friday, and just blew it out of the park on Saturday. Lots of happy attendees.
That's
really awesome.
Yeah, very cool. Is there any game this year that like people were just like walking away from demos, like being super, super excited about?
Well, clearly every Green Couch Games title.
Okay, no, seriously though, you don't have to shill like for my company, but like
I think Steamworks actually got a lot of traction.
Really?
TMG Steamworks, people were really, really pleased with that. World's Fair, people were loving that.
That's one of my favorite new games.
Yes, it is extremely clever and a lot of fun, very thematic. And actually, without stumping, because I'm here with you, The Green Couch Games really did resonate with the audience.
Oh, that's really good to hear. So you have a new endeavor you're launching very soon as well. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, because running a convention and a demo team is not enough. I have decided to dip my toes into the publishing world and going to be, well, Grand Gamers Guild, my company, is officially launched. And we have our first game under contract and artist signed and things are in the works. And I was just super excited to have a presence as a publisher at Origins 2017.
That's awesome. Have you announced the game? Can you tell us the name of it so people can be watching for it?
Absolutely. It's going to be called Unreal Estate, and it is a little card game, a set collection, drafting, amazing artwork by a friend and guest of Grand Con. Her name is Corinne Roberts, and it'll be coming to Kickstarter in September, and things are plugging along really, really well.
And that's designed by our friend Jason Slingerland from Building the Game podcast.
Absolutely. Jason and I had awesome conversations around some of his designs. We settled on this one as an excellent first jumping off point for me as a brand new publisher, and between his design and Corinne's art and my wanting to manage yet another project, hopefully we're knocking it out of the ballpark.
Awesome. Yeah, I hope so too. I was really close to grabbing that game myself. I played it and I enjoyed it, and I think you got a really cool filler kind of family card game on your hands.
I did hear that, and I do feel a little bit guilty, but there's a lot of amazing games to go around.
That's true. I can't do them all, so exactly. I'm glad to have good people doing them. So.
Exactly. And I know you're going to have your share of scores off of Origins 2017 as well. I have no doubt that you'll keep cranking them out.
Absolutely. Thank you. When is Grand Con this year? Where do people find about that?
Grand Con is September 16th through 18th. It is in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and you can go to grand-con.com. Or, of course, you can look up Grand Con on Facebook.
Awesome. Thanks, Marcus. One of my favorite cons, everybody. Check it out.
Thank you.
I'm here with my gaming buddy that we hang out at every convention that we're at together, which Origins, Gen Con. He's my dude. His name's Chris Kopak. What's up, Chris?
What up? How you doing? You look like you're about ready to be done with this con.
Dude, I could go home and see my family.
Yeah, probably.
I'm having a blast.
By the way, happy Father's Day.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. That's so kind of you. I just wanted to get your read on this year's Origins. What'd you think?
It was pretty good. Pretty good. Nothing really, like, jumping out, like, oh, my God, I got to get it. But there's still a lot of good stuff that was here. A good filler-type game that I picked up was Dice Heist from AEG.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. It's you're trying to steal artwork and paintings and artifacts from a museum, and you're rolling dice and try to beat a security level on a different museum. It plays real quick and it's real easy and fun, so it's a nice lightweight kind of another dice chucker.
Yeah, it felt like a twist on like Roll for It. Like it's that level of game. If you like
right.
Roll for It,
yep.
You like a nice light game you can play with anybody.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It has really kind of silly art too. It's all these paintings that are like goofy.
I love all the paint. Like the Doge is playing poker. That's a good one.
Yeah,
the card
back is the Mona Lisa winking.
Yeah,
super cute.
Yeah,
well that's
very
awesome.
Cute.
Well, I'm glad that you're here. Glad you had a good Origins, and thanks for telling us about Dice Heist.
You're welcome. See you later.
Right now, I'm here with my buddy Matt Wolf, who designed Avalanche at Yeti Mountain and Wombat Rescue. Also been a wonderful helper at Origins, allowing me to go away from my booth to eat and sit places. And I appreciate that, Matt. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. The check is going to be in the mail, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. I'll just, eventually. So tell me about some cool games. I know that you like weird little games. So what are some cool things that you played at Origins?
Lies and also lies. I don't know where you heard that from. No. So I think the neatest little game that I don't think anyone has probably talked about is called Taste of Poland. It's a game where you are trying to make Polish recipes. And the recipes are, because they're Polish, you know, from an American perspective, they're a little weird. But I'm sure in Poland they're probably pretty standard. But one of them that cracks me up is called Bread and Water Soup. That's actually in the game.
Bread and Water Soup.
Bread and Water Soup. And that, I don't know if this is just like in the game as a joke or if that's a real thing. I'm going to have to look it up. But
yeah.
But it's in there. But anyway, so the game is the active player, you're going to play a card. That card is going to tell you how many other cards you can take into your hand. Some might be blind from the deck, some might be face up from the display. All the other players in the game are going to try to throw down cards from their hand in order to make that recipe. And you're going to score points for each recipe that you complete. You'll also score bonus points if you're able to complete a complete course, which is a soup, a main entree, and a dessert. So you got to pay attention to what card people are throwing down. You got to pay attention to what recipes other players have been making. And you got to kind of pay attention to what cards that they're drafting from the center so you can see what ingredients are on those cards that they might be able to use on a subsequent recipe that you throw down. It's a really quick, I'd say like 15, 20-minute game. I think 2 to 5 players. I play it with 4 players. Really fun. The artwork is really nice. And the really neat thing, beyond all that, is there's a URL in the rule book that you can go to where you can actually get a PDF of the cookbook for all the recipes that are in the game.
Oh, okay.
So if you actually want to make bread and water soup, you could do it. Just download the cookbook, and I presume it'll tell you how to do it, and it probably isn't very difficult.
Awesome. That sounds really cool. I know what's for supper now. I'm going to go home and just get a recipe book and make that. Awesome. Well, thanks, Matt. It was good chatting with you and getting a chance to hang out with you.
Yeah, Origin's always fun, and if you didn't make it, you should come out and hang out with us at the Green Couch Games booth.
Yeah, absolutely. And it seems to be getting bigger and better every year.
Totally.
Hey, I'm here with Chris Kirkman from Dice Hate Me Games, Greater Than Games, Fable Nexus, and all the other game companies that you've heard of. And we're here at Origins. Just wanted to hear how things went for you at this Origins show.
It sucked.
Yep, typical. Well, we'll see you next year.
All right, see you. No,
what's fun. Happening, man?
No, it was a different Origins for us, but we tried a little something different. Well, we were all part of the collective in the Foam Brain Games kind of booth. It was the Man of War. I like to call it the Man of War of Origins. But yeah, we had a little demo space. We were demoing Fate of the Elder Gods. We had New Bedford set out, Exoplanets, all kinds of cool stuff. So, I mean, Origins is always fun because it's relaxed enough you can have FaceTime with the fans and meet new fans and new friends and everything. So I thought it was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Do you have any highlights of games that you played for the first time?
Yeah, we played Imhotep, and that's Spill the Jars. Actually, I got to try out Karuba and Imhotep. Oh, that's good podcasting. Yay!
It's almost time to go home.
There you go. You get a little behind-the-scenes action there.
Yeah. Imhotep and Karuba.
And Karuba,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
I liked Imhotep a lot, but man, is it evil. It is mean, but it plays fast. It's a filler. It's a power filler.
Yeah, I picked it up. I'm looking forward to trying. I really love Karuba.
I liked Karuba just fine. I just didn't like it as much as Imhotep. I could see why both of them were an SDJ nominee. But it didn't feel like it was as strong a year as it was. But Codenames is going to win, so.
Yeah, absolutely. I called that the first time I played it. I'm like, here's the Spill the Jar winner this
absolutely,
year.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, well, man, good luck with you. Have stuff on Kickstarter right now.
Yeah, Exoplanets is on Kickstarter right now. Go check us out. You can get a $35 free shipping to North America.
And it's a game, and there's planets and space and.
And you create life.
Creating life.
Creating life on other planets.
That's what Dice Hate Me Greater Than Games are all about, creating life.
That's right, bringing life to everyone.
Awesome, thanks, Chris. Have a good one.
Thanks, buddy.
So, all right, Origins 2016, it was a great experience. Thanks for giving us a listen. Hey, before I let you go, I just want to remind you that Rocky Road a la Mode, the new game from Joshua J. Mills and Green Couch Games, is on Kickstarter right now. It's a fun little game about delivering ice cream and making the neighborhood people happy, earning their loyalty, taking over the best locations to sling your wares, your sweet treats, your frozen delight. It's a fun, quick game. It takes 20-30 minutes. It's got a time track. It's got engine building. It's got set collection and multi-use cards. If you're into that sort of thing, please give it a look and pledge your support. Just $19 in the U.S. gets you a game shipped, and you're really going to love the great art by Adam McIver. Thank you so much for giving us a listen, and we hope you get out there and play some great little games.